This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has put early childhood education on his list of priorities to improve the state's workforce. With agreement on the importance of preschool from other state officials, just one big question remains. Where does the money come from? As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, the state is a long way from universal preschool.
Missouri sits toward the bottom among states for spending on preschool, according to the National Institute for Early Education Research. And because of that, the state scores low on access to preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds in the organization's annual ranking. There is limited state funding available to school districts to offer free preschool. It's left school districts to either charge tuition to kids younger than kindergarten, as most that offer preschool do, or to get creative with finding the money.
What's the next biggest?
This one.
Is that the Ferguson-Florissant School District has a long history of early childhood education. Here at Commons Lane Elementary School, some kids play with cars or plastic kitchenware, while a teacher works one-on-one with a student on numbers.
One, two.
About 500 students attend preschool in the North St. Louis County District. Ferguson-Florissant uses its general funding from the state and federal money to make it possible. There's a small waiting list to get into the program. The district plans to reconfigure its schools next fall to expand preschool options. Early Education Director Shantana Hurd says the state does not provide a lot of money for preschool.
We do have the goal of being able to provide quality care for all of the students within our community. So with that, we are hoping that, you know, the governor and other elected officials will hopefully increase that funding to allow us the opportunity to serve all of the families within our community.
Last year, lawmakers put about $48 million more in the budget for preschool. It allowed districts to use state funds for 4% of pre-K kids who have special needs. School officials said it was not enough to actually expand programs. St. Louis Public Schools offers free preschool to about 2,000 students. SLPS uses some federal funding and desegregation settlement money, padded with a lot of philanthropic support. The state education department provides grants to schools to start preschool programs, but the money was cut in half last year to $5.6 million. Only about 1 in 8 districts in the state get any of it. Governor Parson has made expanding preschool a part of his agenda.
Well, I think, one, the state has to play a role in early childhood development. I realize different regions of the states like to put that in, and I get that. And that's fine if they can do it and they can figure out a revenue for it. But I think the state at some point will have to take a role in early childhood development and understand that's a long-term goal.
But in his first budget, unveiled last week, he's putting little money toward that. He didn't ask for an increase in the grant program. Parson did recommend a $6 million bump in funding to existing state preschool programs, including one for children in special education. So why no giant increase in universal pre-K?
But I think the state, at some point, will have to figure out a revenue stream.
Parson floated the idea of collecting sales tax on internet purchases. Legalizing sports gambling or upping cigarette taxes are other ideas that have been batted around. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz, a Republican from Sullivan, says he's in agreement with the governor and Democrats on the need for such an investment, but not necessarily on the source of funding.
I think it's going to take some more creative thinking. Again, I think we have to, you know, whatever we prioritize, we will fund what we prioritize. And if we truly believe that we're going to get benefits and see a return on that particular investment, I think we'll find a way to fund that.
Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says she's thrilled Parson is calling for more preschool access. Now, she says, people will have to be convinced to spend money on it.
One of those concerns is funding and making sure that we help the community, help the state understand the absolute essential need for providing early learning opportunities.
If lawmakers do agree on a major new source of revenue for the state, there will be plenty of suitors vying for a piece of it. But finding the money is step one. If there's a decision to spend any of it on early childhood education, that probably won't happen until next year. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.